NFL playoffs, divisional round, picks, predictions, and weekly locks.
We are the kings at picking NFL spread winners, and in today's episode, we got four more locks. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
This is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, so as you know, if you've been following this show, we have a greater than 70% accuracy betting on NFL spreads throughout the entire 2024 NFL season. And here we are in the NFL playoffs, the divisional round, arguably the best week of football of the year. And we've analyzed all four games, and we're going to tell you who's going to win each betting spread.
Let's jump right into it. We have Houston at Kansas City. Kansas City is currently, for our picks, a 6.5 favorite. Mm-hmm. Who do we like?
So, yeah, the real spread is, I think, the Chiefs are 7.5, 8 points.
Well, we're bringing it down a bit.
Okay, so we have the Texans are coming off a nice win against the Chargers. I think it's safe to say the Chargers laid an egg in that game. Herbert threw more picks in that single game than he did in the entire season.
Unbelievable.
It could have gone either way earlier in the game, but the Texans really did run away with it. Their defense looked solid. But at the moment, I mean, you still have a Texans team who's without Stephon Diggs, who's without Tank Dell. They really rely on Nico Collins. And then you have the Kansas City Chiefs playing at home in the playoffs at Arrowhead with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce coming off a bye, fully healthy for what it seems like the first time all season. Their offensive line, they got Pacheco, they got their wide, they got Hollywood Brown, who came out of nowhere. It looks like that the Texans are going to be in trouble, especially when you consider it's going to be like minus 10 degrees Celsius in Kansas City, which the Houston Texans are not really used to. So when you look at the matchups, I mean, the Chiefs statistically are not that impressive. Like, the Chiefs defense ranks 20th in yards allowed since week 10. Their offense is only 27th ranked in that time. But then when you look at the Texans, also not that impressive. The Texans offense is actually below the Chiefs ranked 28th in that same time frame. So the only thing here is the Texans defense has been playing better lately. But I think when you look at playoffs, it's less about the actual matchups. There is a lot of intangibles in the playoffs. And the Chiefs coming off a bye, Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes, I just don't think you can bet against them here. So we're going to move the spread to minus 6.5, and I think we're going to check the Chiefs by a touchdown.
Yeah, we are. So, like, look, we've been to Kansas City, and when it was like October and something, mm-hmm. October, and it was freezing.
Yeah,
let alone January. And Houston is a warm blooded team. They play indoors. They come from the south. I think traveling after playing in a physical, hard hitting game against the Chargers and having to play outdoors in the loudest stadium that exists in the NFL, I think it's going to be extremely difficult. It's going to be freezing. Houston actually had no business winning that game against the Chargers. Honestly, Will Dissly, that tight end, screwed the Chargers. He dropped two passes. One of them led to a pick six. Another one he dropped, it was like a very crucial
third down
that would have put them in like on the 5-yard line. They had to settle for a field goal. I think he single-handedly cost him that game. I know, sorry to point the finger, but
the Chargers always have drops. That's the
it's just so frustrating. Yeah. So Kansas City coming off a bye, and like you said, it's like their offense is stacked. DeAndre Hopkins, which is like one of the best receivers that the league has ever seen. Hollywood Brown coming out of nowhere. Travis Kelce's healthy. Pacheco's back. Mm. They have Xavier Worthy, who is one of the fastest guys in the league, fastest combine time ever. Kansas City beat Houston by 8 points earlier in the year. KC ranks fourth in points per game allowed, so they have a shutdown defense. I think Chris Jones has a field day against a leaky Houston O-line, and Kansas City heads into their seventh consecutive AFC championship game, which is sad because we both hate Kansas City.
I think they're going to beat the Texans. And I think the Chiefs are going to lose in the AFC championship.
Yeah.
/ I hope they lose in the AFC championship. All right. Fingers crossed. Let's go on to the first game of the NFC slate. We have the Washington Commanders plus 9.5 underdogs against the Detroit Lions. That's a large line, 9.5 points. What do you think about this one?
So when you look at the spread, you have to think, all right, are they going to lose by 10 points? Have they lost by more than 10 points all season? The only time that Washington lost by 10 points was in week one. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't happen all that often. I view Washington as like a poor man's Kansas City. And what I mean by that is Kansas City has won a lot of games because of like a flag or a missed field goal.
Close
or
games, yeah.
Something like that. So Washington, get this, 6 victories when tied or trailing in the final 10 seconds this year. So that tells you all their games, whether they're winning or they're losing, has been extremely close.
Yep.
What do I see in this game? I see a slightly banged up Detroit team. You know, they're missing Montgomery for that dual-headed threat at the running back position. However, it's their defense where they are lacking. Mm-hmm. They've lost their number one corner in Carlton Davis. He's out for the playoffs. And their number one pass rusher earlier in the season, Aiden Hutchinson's. So this is a team that is slightly banged up. I think Washington should be able to move the ball enough to at least keep this within 7 points. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think Washington is going to win this game. I think, you know, Detroit's playing indoors. It's going to be loud. This is going to be a team that is just, we've watched them all season, pound teams.
Yeah.
But Washington just tends to keep it close. So I think that the thing to keep an eye on in this matchup, the key matchups I'm watching, Detroit ranks 30th against the pass. Washington ranks 3rd against the pass. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good from a perspective of knowing that they only have Jahmyr Gibbs. Detroit ranks 5th against the run, but Washington ranks 30th against the run. So it's like each team has a specialty in terms of what they can shut down and what they can't. Both teams, they love to blitz a ton. Both teams love to go for it on fourth down. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similarities here in what these teams bring to the table. But again, I'm focusing on a banged up defensive unit with the Detroit Lions, and I'm focusing on the fact that Washington somehow keeps all these games close.
Yeah, I think 9.5 points is a lot for the Lions to cover here. While I agree with you, I don't expect the Commanders to win the game. That would be a major, major upset. But I do think they're going to keep it close because, look, in the second half of the season, the Commanders have the 10th-ranked offense and the 9th-ranked defense. Commanders are playing excellent football down the stretch. I think they finished the year 6-3. The Lions' defense is ranked 12th in that same time frame, so actually worse than the Commanders' defense. The Lions do have the number one ranked offense. These guys just move the ball at will between Gibbs, the efficiency of Jared Goff, so they do put up points. But think about, look at the Lions' pass results over there coming down the stretch. They allowed 34, 17, 48, 31, and 20 points. Their defense does allow points, especially against decent offenses. And Jaden Daniels, being a mobile quarterback, he's one of the best quarterbacks against the blitz. The Lions love to blitz. Yeah. So I think what you're going to see here is Jaden Daniels actually going to be able to exploit a lot of the weaknesses in the Lions defense, potentially creating some big plays in blitzes that don't get home, especially when you consider the banged up secondary and defensive line of the Lions. So I think you're going to see probably a high scoring game. I think you're going to see the Lions probably win the game. But again, going back to what you said at the start there, they lost one game all year by more than 8 points. That was their first game of the year.
Yeah.
They don't get blown out. They keep games close. They aren't really built to come from behind, but they're built to keep games close. They can run the ball very well. They have the league's 4th best run yards per carry, 3rd in total yards. The Lions allow the league worst 22nd yards per carry on the ground. So there is a bit of a mismatch there. I think the Commanders can play with the Lions. I don't think they're going to win, but I think plus 9.5, I'll take those points.
You know, both teams score on 50% of their drives this season.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They don't punt.
Every other possession, they're scoring. The other thing I want to know is, you know how you think of Dan Campbell and how this guy always goes for on fourth down? Mm-hmm. So do Washington. Mm-hmm. But you know who's got the better conversion rate? Washington, converting on 87% of their fourth down conversion.
Wow.
The Detroit Lions, only 67%.
Interesting.
I could see Dan Campbell potentially doing one of those things where it's like, are you really about to do this?
He always
does. It backfires.
Yeah.
This could be the game. This could be the game. All right, sure. What do we got next? We got the Rams. They are on the road against the Eagles. This is an interesting matchup and probably the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, so we have the Los Angeles Rams plus 6.5 visiting the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, all year we have absolutely loved the Philadelphia Eagles. We've bet on them endlessly, time and time again. The Eagles have been winning, covering the spread for us. We made a lot of money on the Eagles this year. The Rams are hot, though. We picked them. They were the underdog against the Vikings, and we were all in on them last week. They won. That was because we focused on, again, the intangibles, right? In our analysis last week, we said, look, all the matchups look it says the Vikings are going to win this game. Yeah. They have better offense, better defense, better run game, whatever. But we say, look, Sean McVay, Matt Stafford, these guys have won a Super Bowl together just a few years ago. They're fully healthy for what seems the first time all year. When this team is fully healthy with Stafford, Kupp, Puka, Kyron Williams, the defense is hot. These guys are like 10-3 when they're fully healthy. The Rams are a good team, and Stafford, these guys were poised against a team that was not so poised. Sam Darnold got found out in that game. So we do like the Rams, but we also like the Eagles. And the Rams' strength, as much as Kyron Williams is great, and I do like him as a runner, they win and lose games with Matt Stafford, Puka Nacua, and Cooper Kupp. Well, unfortunately, the Eagles, since week 10, they've allowed the least passing yards in the NFL. Since week 1, they've allowed the least passing yards in the NFL. They have the number one passing defense. The weather also looks like it may be snowing in Philadelphia that day. So that does not really bode well for the Rams, who do have a bit of a league average run defense, a bit of a league average pass defense. The Eagles, as we know, they have the number two NFL run game with Saquon Barkley. Only the Ravens are better. The Eagles beat the Rams at home in Philadelphia in late November by 17 points. Now, the Rams are a better football team than they were then. Again, going back to what we said about the Commanders and the Lions, do I think the Rams are going to beat the Eagles? No. Would I be completely shocked to see the Rams beat the Eagles? No. Like, the Rams are playing very, very good football. The Eagles, they just grind games out. They don't blow teams out. It always seems like they're tied at halftime or they're up a field goal. And then by the end, they just grind you out with that offensive line, the run game. I think the Rams are playing well enough to cover the spread here. I'm going to think the Eagles are going to win this game by like 3 or 4 points. Might be by a field goal. The snow could be a factor, but I'll take the points here.
The Rams are 10-3 with their starters. They got off to a really slow start this season. I think a lot of people wrote them off. But when they do have a fully healthy team and they even just got Higbee back, that makes a big difference as well to have a big tight end. They are 10-3. This is a team that beat the Bills. You know, like that's a very impressive victory. The final three games, this is what I've kind of zoned in on, especially after watching this recent game against Minnesota, is how well their defense is playing. The final three games of the season, excluding the one where they benched all their starters, they allowed a combined total of 24 points. 9 points, 9 points, and 6 points. If you include one more game, which is in the playoffs, they allowed only 9 points again. 33 points combined in four games. This defense right now is flying around. The Rams are the least penalized team in the NFL. I think in this game they drew refs that are one of the highest. They tossed the flags the most.
Yeah, those guys.
I think they also had the fires of LA behind them as well. So if you look at it from like a strategy perspective, how well the defense has been playing and all these things, I wasn't too impressed by the Eagles last week in terms of how Jalen Hurts was playing. You know, the guy threw for like 63 yards going into the final 3 minutes of the third quarter. Didn't look too good. They beat up on a team that had no Christian Watson against Green Bay last week, no Romeo Doubs, no Jordan, no Reed. So they're missing three starting receivers. Not too difficult to shut down Josh Jacobs and that and focus on that. So it wasn't a very impressive victory for me at home. So that's why I think that the Rams can keep this close, at least within 6.5 points.
Yep, I think so for sure. So right now we have the Rams plus 6.5. We have the Commanders plus 9.5. And we have the Chiefs minus 6.5. Now, before we go into our last game, we want to remind you we're making all of our sports bets on BlockBet. You're going to get the best odds. You're going to get a 10 and 15% bonus when you pick all four of these games, which you're not going to get anywhere else on any other crypto sports book. So you're throwing your money away betting anywhere else, and you're going to get a deposit bonus when you use our referral link, which is in the description of the episode.
The deposit bonus is pretty juicy too. It's 200% up to $5,000. Obviously there's terms and conditions that apply, but pretty juicy for anybody new signing up.
For sure. So we move into the final game of the week, which is the game that I'm looking forward to watching the most. We have the Buffalo Bills at home, plus 1 point underdogs against the Baltimore Ravens. This is going to be a hell of a game. What do you think here?
I think that Bills are undefeated at home. They're 9-0. I think that Baltimore is missing one of their extremely key weapons in Zay Flowers, the inability to stretch the field. You know, they're relying on, you know, a few guys who are not necessarily like those tier one receivers.
Rashad Bateman.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, he's an incredible athlete, but I think sometimes if you're trailing in a game by 14, you can't just keep handing the ball off to Derrick Henry, you know? And we could get into that situation. Look at how well Josh Allen is playing. This is a very exciting game. This is two of those MVP candidates. I don't like the way the Steelers defended the Ravens last week, and I think there's going to be a lot of game film on how the Bills can actually attack this offense. Mm-hmm. What I saw was TJ Watt on every play came down on the running back, and they kept leaving Lamar Jackson one-on-one with a safety or a linebacker. And Lamar Jackson ran the ball like 15 times for, you know, almost 100 yards.
Yep.
I don't think that's the most effective strategy. So I think what we should see is a change around that. The Bills, they've only had one loss in the past 11 games, and that was a 44-42 loss to the Rams, which is an excellent team.
Yep.
So Ravens have a terrible D, especially against the pass, ranking 31st.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for Josh Allen?
Yeah. I mean, this is, you have the matchup of probably the MVP, Josh Allen, versus the MVP from last year and probably the MVP runner-up this year in Lamar Jackson. This is going to be a star-studded game, and I think Josh Allen has a message to prove here. He hasn't done a ton in the playoffs, but I think this year, judging, like, he's had several of the plays of the year. The mojo around the Bills, they just seem to be really, really loving playing football. I think they've got all the intangibles here for Josh Allen and the Bills to go on to a big Super Bowl potential run here. And then when you look at the stats, so I think the Bills are a much more well-rounded team than people realize. So in the second half of the NFL season, the Bills had the NFL's fifth best passing game, the fifth best running game, the 10th best run defense, and the 10th best pass defense. Top 10 in all four sectors of the game. That's very, very impressive. And then when you look at the Ravens, we've always talked about all year how their Achilles heel has been their pass defense. Now, when you look at the stats, you might say, okay, but they've really shored that up over the second half of the year. But you look at the passing games that the Ravens played in the second half of the year. They played the Steelers three times. That passing game is not good with Russell Wilson. Yeah. George Pickens was out for a while. They played the Browns, not a good passing game. Texans, not a good passing game. Giants, they're terrible. Eagles, not a good passing game. So they're playing against teams that don't have good passing games. That's why their stats peer better.
Mm.
Now they're playing against the Bills, who have the league's fifth best passing game. I think Josh Allen, playoff Josh Allen, and this unit is going to be able to exploit that secondary. Another factor is they're going to play in the extreme cold in Buffalo. And I think Buffalo, man, it's Buffalo.
Yeah, they're going to be throwing snowballs.
This is Josh Allen, man. You know he's going to be making those superhero plays in the snow. I think Nosey Flowers is a huge out for the Ravens, man. Like, this is going to be a high-scoring affair, in my opinion, and to have no stretch receiver. I'm sorry, Rashad Bateman. I just don't have faith in you. I like the Bills to win this game. At home, I think they should be the favorites. So when I see +1 Bills, I'm taking them. I think the Bills are going to win this game, beat the Chiefs, and go on to the Super Bowl.
So our recipe for success this year is we looked for a lot of, like, the better team with a low spread and took the favorite.
Mm.
This is an interesting week because we have the underdogs taking the Bills, +1.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking the Rams, +6.5. Mm-hmm. We're taking Washington at +9.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, well, KC, we're taking them as favorites, but we've lowered the line a little bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's an interesting week for us here.
For sure. So, hey, look, if you agree with us, let us know in the comments. If you disagree with our picks, let us know in the comments. I think we're in for an interesting week of football.
Make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.